As I've mentioned, I'm the oldest in the cast of the show I'm currently in. I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. And I realized as the oldest, I'm kind of also the adult of the cast. So I realized I was going to be in charge of raising money for cast gifts. The cast is pretty much always raises money to collect gifts for the production staff. That's typically hilarious because the production staff gets paid and the actors don't. In this case, the actors are getting paid as well. But either way, I was like, man, I have to be the one to organize it. And so I was talking to the second or third oldest person in the show. And I'm like, here's a text I'm going to send to the cast. Do you think this is right? And she's like, no, you told them all to give you the money. You should instead give your Venmo because they're all, you know, 20 and they don't understand what cash even is. I thought that was funny.
Your daily Lex.
And now it's, you know, the show, it's Wednesday. The show opens Saturday night. And it's always a little stressful at this point. I would say this show is higher stress than some of the shows I have done. It feels like we're a little further behind than I would expect to be. You know, with Misery, with Avenue Q, we did a lot of runs of the show by this point. With this particular show, we have not done any runs yet. The rehearsal process has been condensed, certainly. We had just a month from start to show. And it's just been chaotic. Everybody involved in the production is nice, and some are less organized than others. That's the I think, politically savvy way to say it. But yeah, it's hilarious. We're aiming to do a run of the show tonight and tomorrow night, although we still have some stuff to get through that we haven't done yet, in terms of getting all the tech stuff, like the lights and knowing whose mics have to be up and all that crap. So we have to get that done first, and then we'll run the show in full tonight, ideally, and then again tomorrow night, and then hopefully Friday night as well. And Lauren is going to see the show at our Thursday dress rehearsal because her show that she's in with Sierra overlaps my show. And I was like, hey, if you're going to see it on Thursday, I don't know how good it'll be because we'll have run it just one time prior. So we'll see. I'm shifting gears for a minute because it's been, I think, years since Liam was last on Your Daily Lex, but he happens to be here right now. Liam, say hi.
Hey.
So what do you remember about your past appearances on this very podcast?
Absolutely nothing.
All right. Well, I used to like interview. So, hey, what's going on? Like, how are you? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing okay.
Nice. And what are you going to do today? Or what have you done with me today?
I played a game of Madden and nobody won.
Nobody? I feel like somebody kicked somebody else's butt. Can you remember whose butt got kicked by whom?
I remember that I was winning by a lot at halftime.
And then do you remember how the game ended?
Yeah, it suddenly turned off.
That's not what I remember. Hey, thanks for visiting Your Daily Lex. It's great to hear you again.
You're welcome.
You know, your voice is much deeper than it used to be the last time you were on this show.
That's true.
You used to sound a little bit like Mickey Mouse. Oh, boy, Dad, I totally remember. He's shaking his head in disapproval. But you do think I'm great, right?
Yes.
He said yes. I don't know if that got picked up. Anyway, that was Liam, an exciting guest appearance on this podcast. Liam has a friend coming over in just a few minutes. And it's funny because I always think of it as he has a friend coming over to play. But like, it's not coming over to play when you're 13. It's coming over to hang. It's coming over to, I don't know, Riz? Slay? He's got a friend coming over to slay. Oh, man. I do absolutely love using the lingo of today's kids in front of my kids, especially using it wrong and having them absolutely hate my doing it. A couple days ago when Liam and I were playing video games, I was like, oh, this is so slay, bet. Oh, this is Riz. And none of that was being used correctly. And he found it very amusing, which I appreciate. I like that my kids think I'm funny, or at least humor me into thinking that I'm humorous. All right, that's a podcast.
Lex.
Okay, it's the rare, special, bonus post-show. The kid coming over to slay, play, hang out just got dropped off. And Dad, who I had not met before, I'm holding the dog so he doesn't like bark and yell at them. And so I have to fist bump him with my left hand because I can't shake his right hand. We had not met before. And he's like, and it's okay for me to leave him here, right? And I was like, of course. And I was like, no, Dad, you and I are going to hang out while these two kids play, which we're going to hang out with them. Which is so weird. I've never been asked that, you know, with kids at this age. Hilarious. Goodbye.